Numbers 27, beginning with verse 15. Then Moses spoke to the Lord, saying, "Let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation, who may go out before them and go in before them, who may lead them out and bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord may not be like sheep which have no shepherd." And the Lord said to Moses, "Take Joshua, the son of Nun, with you, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand on him. Set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation, and inaugurate him in their sight. And you shall give some of your authority to him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. He shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall inquire before the Lord for him by the judgment of the Urim. At his word they shall go out, and at his word they shall come in, he and all the children of Israel with him, all the congregation." So Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation. And he laid his hands on him and inaugurated him, just as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. Deuteronomy 31. Verse 1. Then Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel. And he said to them, "I am 120 years old today. I can no longer go out and come in. Also the Lord has said to me, 'You shall not cross over this Jordan.' The Lord your God himself crosses over before you. He will destroy these nations from before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua himself crosses over before you, just as the Lord has said." Verse 7. Then Moses called Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, "Be strong and of good courage, for you must go with his people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and he shall cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed." Joshua chapter 5. Verse 2. At that time the Lord said to Joshua, "Make flint knives for yourself and circumcise the sons of Israel again the second time." So Joshua made flint knives for himself and circumcised the son of Israel at the hill of the foreskins. And this is the reason why Joshua circumcised them. All the people who came out of Egypt, who were males, all the men of war, had died in the wilderness on the way, after they had come out of Egypt. For all the people who came out had been circumcised, but all the people born in the wilderness, on the way as they came out of Egypt, had not been circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years of the wilderness, till all the people who were men of war came out of Egypt, were consumed, because they did not obey the voice of the Lord, to whom the Lord swore that he would not show them the land which the Lord had shown to their fathers that he would give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. Then Joshua circumcised their sons, whom he raised up in their place, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not been circumcised on the way. So it was, when they had finished circumcising all the people, that they stayed in their places in the camp till they were healed. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "This day I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. Therefore the name of the place is called Gilgal to this day." Now the children of Israel camped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at twilight on the plains of Jericho. And they ate of the produce of the land on the day after the Passover, unleavened bread and parched grain, on the very same day. Then the manna ceased on the day after they had eaten the produce of the land, and the children of Israel no longer had manna, but they ate the food of the land of Canaan that year. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" So he said, "No, but as a commander of the army of the Lord I have now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped, and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy." And Joshua did so. Colossians 1. verse 23. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to you, every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister.
We began this morning with looking at Joshua in his early years and noted a number of lessons from that, how he had to experience the battle of Amalek. You know, we often sing of Joshua fought the battle, but we sing of Jericho, right? But never forget the first battle, right? And we studied that, the battle of Amalek. Joshua fought the battle of Amalek. Maybe we should write a song about that. And we acknowledge that before we can really move forward, this is a lesson we need to learn, and let us learn it young, that the flesh profiteth nothing. And if we want to be involved with doing the Lord's will, we have to recognize that. And Joshua had that experience. And he also learned that he had to overcome not by his natural energy, but by the power of God. And God received all the glory. He also had to learn patience, waiting for Moses 40 days, and to recognize God's ways in that. He had to learn discernment. When the people were sinning, he thought he heard a battle cry, but it was not a battle cry. And so Moses would instruct him in that matter as well, being divinely revealed to Moses what was happening. He appreciated the presence of the Lord, and he remained in the tent of meeting. And finally, he gave a faithful report. He made a public stand, unpopular as it was, even at the risk of his own life and his fellow faithful follower, Caleb. Now we're going to look fast forward 40 years later, approximately. This is the events that take place right before they enter the land of promise. And God is now instructing Moses that he will not go, he will not bring the people in, but God has raised up another, Joshua. And we have the thought of continuing well. You know, it's important to start well in our faith and our pathway, but how that is not enough just to start well, and how important it is to continue well. And Joshua leaves us an example of one who continued well in the ways of God. He did not turn aside and have, like Jacob of old, years of unfruitful time, but he was faithful. And in those 40 years, which may from our perspective have seemed like a waste of time, another generation was growing up and being born in the wilderness, and they are numbered in the book of Numbers, right before this chapter we just read, chapter 27. A whole new generation. Their parents, as unfaithful as they were, they didn't circumcise these young Israelites, so there was some business work to be done later on. And Joshua was living among them, learning who they were, being developed in his leadership. And we see here in his continuation how God raises him up. And just think of how much took place before this moment. I think we mentioned in our earlier study, it's not by accident that Joshua fought the battle of Amalek. There were years of nurturing that were not seen. We've suggested that these were the years when he was having a quiet, personal walk with the Lord. Likewise, in these 40 years, the same is going on with Joshua. That God can entrust the leadership of his people to such a person. And so Joshua was raised up. And see how it says in verse 18, and this was also brought out in our first study, a man in whom is the Spirit. He was a Spirit-filled person. And we should be as well, empowered by God, recognizing his leading and his direction in our lives. So as we study this, we'll also note in the three subjects the three portions in particular. Again, we only have so much time. This study goes till 2:45. So in the next 60 minutes, we're going to cover a little more ground. We didn't add the Battle of Jericho. I think it stands on its own and often is considered the highlight of his life, but we're getting to the point where he crosses the Red Sea, Jordan, and he brings the people into the land. So we'll bring him up to that point. He receives a leadership role. He's encouraged to be faithful. How much importance that is. Older ones encouraging younger ones. And he obeys God's command. So may the Lord help us.